If I come to see you, or if I tell you that I'm coming to see you next weekend, you might say to me at the end of our conversation, now if you don't come,
I'll be disappointed.
Then when I do come over, you might say, gee, I'm blank to see you.
I'm so glad to see you.
If you do that again, in speaking to a child, when a child picks up something or does something he's not supposed to say, you might say, if you do that again, I'll
spank you.
Okay. What is an older word? What is the word you'd use for a man who's going with a girl? What would you say he's doing with her?
He's dating her.
What about an older fellow or an older word used for when a fellow was interested in a girl? Did you always say dating, or was there some other word?
Oh, courting. I think they used to use the word courting.
And if a boy keeps going to a girl's house, you say he's
going steady.
And what are some other terms maybe that indicate how serious he is about her? Besides going steady, you'd say? Just going steady or steadily going?
Yes.
A girl's putting on her best dress, her little brother says. She's fixing up for her
boyfriend.
Can you think of any?
Or her feller.
Her boyfriend or her feller?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to see his, the boy is going to see his
girlfriend, his sweetheart.
A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His little brother says,
you've been out smooching.
How about any other things that you might say?
Oh, you've been, hanky-panking?
When a girl stops letting a boy come over to see her, you say
she's probably mad.
Or when when she doesn't want to see him anymore at all, what do you say she did to him?
When she broke up with him.
How about when a girl changes her mind a few days before the wedding? What would you say about this?
Ooh. I said that was an unpardonable sin. Or you might say she changed her mind a few days before the wedding, that she, what is the word?
If they're just married, if a couple is just married, is there any humorous way of saying that that they just got married? Would you have said anything else besides married?
Oh, they've just, so often some people will say, well, he's hooked for life or something like that.
After
you know.
After the wedding, the boys in the neighborhood sometimes might get together and they crowd around the couple's home and take pots and pans and make all kinds of noise. Do you remember anything like this going on to disturb a couple, maybe a party afterwards? Or
on the wedding night?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've heard of it, but I have never known of anybody directly that this happened to, but so often they find out what place they were going, you know, what motel or something, and call on the phone or some kind of disturbance.
What would you call a loud, do you know a